News release. Ontario Culture Days. The Ontario Culture Days Festival featured 1,853 free community events across every region of the province, making it Ontario's largest and most diverse celebration of arts, culture, and heritage this year in both scale and geographic reach. The Fall Festival, lasting 3 weeks from September 20th to October 13th, featured events across various municipalities, including 15 official provincial festival hubs. Today, Ontario Culture Days is excited to announce the community recipients of the Spotlight Award, recognized for creating the top programs of the festival, including the public's choice for the most loved event. With its wide selection of activities, exhibitions, and innovative programming, the 2024 Ontario Culture Days Festival was a tremendous success, said Stan Cho, Minister of Tourism, Culture and Gaming. Every year, this engaging fall festival enables audiences of all ages to experience the best Ontario has to offer, while boosting local businesses across the province. Congratulations to the Spotlight Award winners for their exceptional contributions to the celebration of arts and culture, enriching communities with their dedication to and passion for artistic expression. The Spotlight Awards continue to honor the exemplary efforts of individuals and organizations across Ontario who have hosted arts and culture events and activities for their communities, with categories including Best In-Person Program, Best Collaborative Program, and People's Choice. In its commitment to inclusivity, Ontario Culture Days once again will award the Warren Garrett Inclusive Programming Award, established in 2023. This award recognizes organizers whose leadership has shaped festival programming that breaks down barriers and fosters a more equitable arts and culture sector in Ontario. Named in honor of Warren Garrett, a founding board member of Ontario Culture Days and former executive director of Ontario Presents, it celebrates his commitment as an arts leader and advocate for community cultural development. The recipients below exemplify innovative achievements in independent event creation and storytelling. The Ontario Culture Days Spotlight jurors evaluated each event to identify the organizers who delivered the most impactful programming. The winners are People's Choice. Voted by the people of Ontario, the People's Choice Spotlight is given to Nature's Threads, organized by Ebru Weingard, alongside Creative Barrie at the City of Barrie. Barrie, Ont. Nature's Threads was an inclusive weaving workshop inspired by the tradition of Turkish tapestries. Led by Turkish-Canadian artist Ebru Weingard, participants used natural materials to create woven artworks reflecting environmental stewardship, personal empowerment, and cultural exchange. Best In-Person Program. For creative participation in an enriching, safe, and welcoming experience. Stories of Peace Award Ceremony, organized by Canadian Peace Museum. Bancroft, Ont. The Stories of Peace Award Ceremony at the Bancroft Village Playhouse included talks, peace crafts, a silent auction, live music, a screening of the finalist Stories of Peace videos, poetry by Maya Al-Jaber, art by Dave Maris, and photography by Niccolo Filippo Rosso documenting forced migration in the Americas. Best Collaborative Program. For combining creative visions. Paris Birds for Diversity, organized by Carolina Scenes from La Trenza Tacos, Lisa Franklin from Forest and Folk, and Mountain Woodwork Canada. Paris, Ont. Paris Birds for Diversity invited participants to paint birds representing their identity and origins using materials like cardboard, sawdust, and corn husks. The birds were displayed across downtown Paris, with a main exhibit at the Paris Wincy Mills Company, to celebrate diversity in this growing community. Warren Garrett Inclusive Programming Award. For putting equity and accessibility at the forefront. Performing the Apocalypse, a performance art workshop with Megan Arnold, organized by Jude Acree, facilitated by Megan Arnold. Guelph, Ont. This full-day workshop on the theme, Apocalypse, encouraged participants to transform their vulnerable experiences as queer individuals into performance art. The workshop included discussions, improvisation, and collaborative exercises, culminating in an ensemble performance. Images can be found here. To see the full recipient list, please visit the Ontario Culture Days website here.